This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I feel good. DOC, Ant-Man, in for Brother Hoffman. And day one, shorts and helmets and assignments. Ant-Man, you were boots on the ground. Well, for you, it was Air Jordans on the ground. And would you walk away with knowing and feeling that you didn't walk into with?
Well, first things first, Doc, Terry McLaurin wasn't there. He was not there, and we got that news yesterday. Actually, as our show started yesterday, that news broke that Terry was not going to report to mandatory training camp. And, Doc, what are you staying on that? Because Craig and I obviously want a deal to get done. But it is also a little disappointing that both sides haven't come to a conclusion ahead of training camp.
Yeah, you know, it's a process, and I recognize it and understand it, but I give no attention to anybody that's not in camp. I'm focused on who is there. As I said last week when I was on your air, they could have signed him and paid him $35 million. And he could have dislocated his toe the first day of practice. My assignment is the New York Football Giants, full strength with a better team than we put on the field last year. And whoever's there, I run with him. I expect him to get his money. I told you I thought this, that his how he responded at the dealership taping was not something that I appreciated. You don't telegraph punches. Terry, he's a baller. Then put your services out there and step on, move on, go do your thing. Because you don't negotiate in the public. It may, for amateurs, it may sound good, or big mouth talk show hosts that want to sound important, but you just fall into the trap. And the thing that the Commanders have said about how all this thing he is, he's this, he's that, but it wasn't enough for them to want him enough to be there day one. So somebody's speaking with forked tongue. So are you for a player or for the team? I'm always for the team because I got to win with or without one person. So that's my stance on him. Wish him well. I couldn't believe that he'd give up $50,000 a day on purpose. I would have been sitting out in there. But that's just me. I'm not him. He's true to his convictions, and they got to stick to their guns, and we all know what's going to happen. Everybody kisses and makes up as soon as they get paid and move on. So, as I said last week, I'm concerned about the backups. Could they get through a practice without him? Yeah, they can get through everything without anybody. The only undefeated team ever did it with a backup quarterback. So get over yourself. If you want to be a big boy and play hardball, play hardball. Because they definitely told you right now, you're our model citizen, so what? We got a practice to get through. And the first practice is always my favorite for the young kids. For the vets, it's old hat. For the guy, it's just, but for somebody in that room, large majority of people, this was a dream come true. Now, will they retain their assignments? I want to know who can handle the pressure. Who's going to make plays? I heard some of the inexperienced people in our business today screaming and hollering about Deebo Samuel scoring. And I'm going, yeah, hello. If a Pro Bowl player, Super Bowl tested stud, can't score in shorts in a pickup, it's like going to the gym playing pickup, and Larry Bird hit a three. And somebody said, man, can you believe Larry Bird? Larry hit, yeah, that's what he does. If he didn't score on air out there against whoever, somebody got tape on their helmet, then we should all go run to the tables and change our wagers. But again, it's the time of the year. I get it. What I'm looking for is the guy that is going to end up being the camp surprise. Out of Junkyard U, came in, got a ham sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, and a cold drink to come here. And ends up being, I want to see Charlie Brown. Where's Charlie Brown? Our past teams, some of our best players, were the last to come in. But they were the first to go out. Who's going to be the surprise? If you are a master of the obvious and you got your jollies because a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl veteran scored in practice, in a non-padded practice, then you're from a different planet than I'm from, and I'm damn glad to say that. Yeah. Now, linemen, yeah, hands, feet. You can get in position. If Von Miller wants to beat you out there, you can't stop him without holding him, if that's really what he wanted to do. But am I glad he's here? You better believe it. The highlight to me that I saw today was the locker rooms, because I go all the way back to George Allen's original Skins Park in Herndon, and it was a chicken coop. What I saw today, that was like NIL balling. That's like some of these, that's Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan locker rooms. Because they throwing all that cash at you trying to get you to come over. Georgia, Tennessee. Man, that was sweet. And I go, now this place is setting up so that it can attract veterans. Like we did. Now they're in their fourth quarter, but you don't need them to play 50 snaps a game. These young boys, like McGee at linebacker, I'm looking for some of these young guys. Now, they can't show now. They're not, because it's tackle football, you shorts. But what I get is assignments. How many times do you have to go back in the huddle? How many? Who's getting reprimanded? They seem to produce clean practices, which is really important. We got pro teams don't have clean games. So when you start putting together clean practices, I'm impressed with what they're able to do. Now the question is going to be, who are they going to do it with? And that's what this is all about. And this is without fans, which is a very smart way to start it. Because even though these guys played in big conferences, Big Ten, SEC, still their first pro practices. And you are tight. So you don't, not a fan, by the time the fans come in there, I like the way they stir step it and go fast. What do you hear Dan Quinn talk about? Fast. Everything's high. You know, it's like, it's almost like they practice in 2-minute offense mode, which is, when you think about it, the most valuable part of a game, because it means usually you're losing and you desperately got to get back in the game. So why wouldn't you work on that every day? I always look at people and go, if you don't do up-tempo every day, you should be bullwhipped. Because when you're in up-tempo, it's not because you're winning. it's because you're trying to catch up. Now, defensively, you could be up and you want to be able to defend into. 2 minutes to me is the most priceless part of football. It's that hurry-up game. So I like it. I like their structure. I'm cool with. Do you get a little jealous when you hear about all the amenities? Who doesn't? When you look back at a new car and a new model comes out and it's a convertible or something that you don't have or didn't have, you look back and go, wow, that's what their facilities are. And they're investing in this. And they'll eventually, you know what that whole area will be? A data center. So they're all in. They're all in. They didn't do no, that was not no swap meet move they made. They go high cotton. So I like the style. That's how you get veterans in the last part of their career to come by and say, you know what? I like where A, you're going. They all trust the quarterback, and I think it's an important thing. So, but you tell me, what's the number one thing you walked away from this morning?
Number one thing?
It had to be said when you go, it confirmed or it surprised you pleasantly or it was something that now has you concerned and you want to see more of.
I will say seeing Luvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Daron Payne, and Von Miller.
On one unit.
On one unit. Yeah. Getting after the passer.
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be a sight to see. Obviously, you're probably not going to run it too often, but third and long, third and 15, and you got those hooligans trying to get after you. Could be a long day for that QB. But obviously, that would just be, you know, a situational pass rush group. I think also the first completion of training camp, Jaden Daniels to Deebo Samuel. He ran a slot fade. Tyler Owens was in coverage. And there wasn't too much separation. But I will say the ball placement from Jaden Daniels, it's a bad man. That was perfect. That's how you drop the ball in the bucket.
And that stuff, you know, practice or game, you can't accidentally do that.
Nah.
So the one thing, the people who really benefit are the offense. The passing game benefits because it could be a walkthrough. Passing game, as long as they go proper distance and go right tempo, they can get something from it. So if they get something from it, the defense can get something from it. The skeleton part of your practice, when there's no contact, the air game can get something accomplished. And that stuff he's showing you is that the stuff he can do in his sleep. And now he's got people I think he'll trust even more throwing it. This Deebo, contract year. I love catching contract years. Daron Payne, contract year. You're going to really have to be something special to stop Payne this year. You better bring some help. Because he's right like a raging bull. His mindset, the word, before anything they've done out there, they've had to say, hey, Slim, slow down. That's what you want. That's what you want. I mean, that four first-round picks, and this is why I always go to draft, it's a draft. If you get hit, you're good, congratulations. But it doesn't guarantee you anything.
It's funny you say, well, I guess you have optimism or, you know, high expectations for Daron Payne.
Yeah, I do.
But my question to you would be, how can you have such high expectations for him when I think the last 2 years we had expectations for him that were not met?
Yeah, contract year. Last time he was in a contract year, he was one of the best players in football.
He was.
So he showed me what motivates him. Now that this thing, he know he's the last of the Mohegans. When you look around the room and you're the only one left of the four, you're either going to go down, not as a fearsome foursome, but as a forgetful foursome. If you want to be it, because really, four ones, and what did you get out of them?
Nothing.
Very little.
Yeah.
So you're going to go down in the forgetful four, or you're going to be that one, Deacon David, Deacon Jones, Lamar Lundy, the fearsome foursome. You're going to have to make your mark, or you tainted. And this dude, you can just tell he gets it. He's got track record of showing me, and the line is better now with him. Cause he got some dog, he got an anchor next to him. The problem is that I love John, but John's 30 pounds lighter than the guys that play that position on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna play John, you gotta play him in a rotation so he can always be raging bull. Plays hurt, love him to death, but not a good combination. They too much alike. And Payne showed you when he's going, he is damn near unstoppable when he decides to do it. So, yo, I'd be packaged. And he understands now, in them ends, Sweat still out there. That was the one I would have never departed with. But that's just me. Because he got some alien in him. Everybody else, we've seen him, the size, strength, that boy alien. Ain't nobody 6'6 running 4'4 and you let him go. That showed me then. You just dumb as dirt. You know, and then of course, the past regime was into selling papers and publicizing things. So they went with hometown. I don't want no damn hometown hero. I want a hometown savage. That's what I want. But they, you know, that's beyond us. We got a whole new ball game now, and I liked it. I like the beginning of what I see. 301-230-0980. We're officially in the game now. It started. We won't go backwards. This won't stop. We won't not talk less football now. It'll always be more and more and more and more and more. And shout out to Brother Goldsboro and Cowboy Nation. You guys got to be really thrilled. I mean, this is the time of the year where we predict where you will end up. And then Jarrah, isn't it every year the same thing? But he always has a star. He always has a star that's about to get paid and wreck the market again. More on Jones. Here, DOC, DHing for Brother Hoffman. Ant-Man with you. We got a top 100 in the NBA players, which is just going nuts. I love that. Heard from Brother Holder. I've heard also for D-Hop, Skeletos on the scene. We got a lot of action coming up for you. Don't move that dial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
301-230-0980, DOC, Ant-Man, and Lap, K9 Call. Got two of them coming at you. Start off with Lap. Lap, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, DOC, man?
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Batting cleanup.
Hey, man. Yes, sir. I'm excited, man, about this season. You know, it's unfortunate with the Terry situation, but hopefully we get that resolved. Like you say, Doc, you only focus on people that's on the field. So that's
no, but don't let that stop you.
Well, yeah, but I like the sentiment. I agree.
No, some of y'all looky loos. Y'all look across the beltway and see somebody stopped on the car and you damn near wrecked. Look, some of y'all nosy. So it's something that you want to be involved in. I only take soldiers out that's gonna fight. I can't use you if you ain't fighting. If you ain't in the fight and I'm in a war, you're useless to me.
Yeah. So I was curious because I heard you and Ant talking about DeRon Payne, man. Is there somebody else that you expecting a big season from?
Well, he asked on the D-line. I need some linebacker help. Man. I'm expecting edge help. Here is the deal that I'm expecting from somebody I don't even know yet. I need Charlie Brown to come out of somewhere. I need a undrafted free agent to be at a Pro Bowl level, because that's what's happened here before. We've always taken what somebody didn't want and turned it into living gold. So why wouldn't I expect that? Mm. Y'all got stuck out having to go to the top line department stores to buy. We always went to swap meet and found us some stuff. Y'all got soft and lazy, thinking because you go into a 5-star store, you're going to get a better merchandise. We wasn't built that way.
Yeah.
We were built in later rounds. Y'all all hung about first-round pick. How'd that work out? You've been in last place most of the whole existence. So I don't need none of y'all talking about roster building. Sir. I'll show you how you roster build. You build with people that somebody didn't give a chance to. You give them a chance. You create the environment. You got your staff intact. Go out and kick people in the behind and don't get dump trucked. Got to roll, baby. Appreciate you. Let's go to Jonesy. K9, what up?
What's going on, Keeper the K9? Boys, good to hear from you on this evening.
Hey, man, I'm like the exterminator. I got to come in and before they have a parade out here about watching people running around in shorts. It's a tackle football league.
Tackle football.
Yeah, tackle. Don't. This ain't flag. I know flag is coming up, but it ain't for us. We got to go is built on the ground. And it's built yard by yard. And I like all this other stuff. Don't get me wrong. But let's not lose your mind, okay? This is something that we got to be built line to line. And that's where I hope the growth comes from.
Offense and defense.
Both. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right. See? And my thing is, I want to know about the sleepers. That's why I miss about you and B-Mitch is out there. So we got boots on the ground for a minute here. So I want to know about the sleepers, like you and he used to tell us about.
But you ain't going to see them till pad zone. This is not tackle football yet. This is walkthroughs. This is jog-throughs.
Yes, sir.
This is shorts.
Yes, sir.
This is for this is the YMCA look. There ain't nobody going to nowhere different from that. This is no, but this is necessary because from a mental standpoint, you have to do this. Don't forget, some of these kids are out here for the first time. They've been here. Some of these veterans were at other teams. This is necessary. Every part of the process is necessary. But you can't talk nobody into the Pro Bowl in shorts.
We got the New York Giants coming.
There you go. And that's it. New York Giants, a bus. Don't get caught up with Jerry and the Eagles, because they the target. We know exactly where we got to put our energy to. And until we can bust them up, it's theirs right now. They got them rings. What'd you think about the rings?
Oh, my God. Only we'll talk about that, because that's all they talk about.
Hey, got to come with a bodyguard. Anybody get a ring like that, that ring has got to come with a bodyguard. Man, that is just incredible.
Yes, sir. But real quick, Doc,
yep.
Kayvon Thibodeau already got us losing. So that's why it's imperative that we do what we need to do.
Yeah.
So we can kick that butt when we see them in September.
Yeah, and I'm glad he's talking. I'm glad he's running his mouth. And why wouldn't he? Yeah. He's had a field day against Washington. And this is what you want. He's perfect. He walked right into the trap. Appreciate you, dog. K9 for life. It 4:28 here in the nation's capital. We the coverage has been second to none. Our press corps of people are all very, very knowledgeable. Boots on the ground, Skeletos on the ground. We got a couple of them for you today. It's going to be really, really interesting to get Professor Holder's take on it. And he's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So don't move that dial. This is the Hoffman Show, DOC, and Ant-Man, whose nickname is Super Producer. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
4:34 here in the nation's capital. DOC, DHing for Brother Hoffman. And super producer Anthony Haney, who had to get up a little early this morning to get his boots on the ground and do what he does best, and that is blanket wall-to-wall coverage of day one, commander style, taking steps in the right direction. He was also joined by the professor himself, Brother Holder, who was also, and gentlemen, two guys who know what they're looking for, love the process. I got what Ant-Man was really into, and we'll hear more from him even later. But, Professor, what, A, were you looking for, and B, did you find it?
First of all, it's good to be on with you, Doc. It's like the first day of school, seeing all your friends out there, all your rowdy friends. yeah, it's where we spend the most time. When you cover a professional football team, you spend your most time out of the facility covering. So it is fun. It was good seeing Ann out there, and everybody was out there. So no fans, which was kind of interesting on the first couple of days. No fans, which I kind of like.
That's you know, awesome.
It's just, there was no fans. It was just us. Mm-hmm. Just us. So what I was looking for, I found because it was very – it's been non-existent for so long that it's so glaring that now that I – have seen it. I'm looking for it every day, and it's not disappointing me. And it's competent behavior. I mean, Ant was there. Dan Quinn comes up there and tells us exactly how the camp is going to be run. You know, stuff that we would have to beg to get from other regimes, whatever. We know what's going on. Install, what's going to happen. At the end of each practice is going to be end of game situations. Competent behavior, right? Josh Harris talked about talent, culture, people. We have been deprived of this. This is my 23rd year covering this team. My first year, Patrick Ramsey, you know, Steve Spurrier, Osaka, Daryl Green's last year, and every year that I have been here has been drama. Significant and foolishness drama, right? This, you're getting to football from day one, from day one. Now, obviously, everybody's talking about Terry, and we'll get to that. But as far as competent behavior, and knowing why all these coaches came back and why all these players, and now this is a destination for this, a destination for players, that's what you're looking for every day. That's what you're looking for every day, and it's not disappointing. This is not a dream. This is our reality now. Finally, there is football to talk about, and the people that are on the field, because I know that's what Doc Walker cares about the most, the people that are on the field. It's going to be fun now and interesting to see how Joe Witt works with these defensive linemen, because that was the Achilles heel of our team, that you couldn't stop the run. You couldn't stop the run. The game of football has not changed since Doc Walker played it on a very, very high level. If you cannot stop, if you can't get to the other team's quarterback, right, and you can't, and you can protect your own quarterback, which is the lines, you will go very, very far in the NFL. So the offensive and defensive line is what I'll be looking for every time out there. How is that going to mesh? How are they going to do certain things with those offensive linemen that you brought in? Those defensive linemen and Von Miller. Doc, there was a very interesting moment that I caught. I caught London Fletcher looking at Von Miller and Bobby Wagner. Ooh, it just brought chills to see all that knowledge in one shot, and that there is just wisdom there. There's wisdom there, and we'll see how that translates. But it's day one, Doc. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, but it is good to talk football. Like you said, that's all we're going to be talking about now. We have gotten through the off season. We are now talking about professional football.
It's welcome. Ant-Man, you seem to be in alliance with Professor. It is no way to rewrite it. It is what it is. What I was impressed by, again, the commitment, that the ownership group keeps putting upon these young men. New locker room, new field, new bubble. I mean, it seems kind of odd, doesn't it, that they actually invest in pro football type of things. You know,
again, I got used to it.
We got so used to hand-me-downs, and, you know, but yeah. These guys, all they do is fixed what should have never been broken. And they do it with a – I mean, you walk in that locker room now, you're a seasoned veteran. It matters, man. It matters. I know yeah. You shouldn't think like a – Lou, you're an athlete. You know, all our equipment was standard.
Yep.
They got some stuff in there now. You can spend the night in their locker room. I mean, that you spend so much time in there and around the facility. I mean, and once upon a time, to tell you how the program had dipped, George Allen – was the leader of his class. That New Skins Park, he was revolutionary. He was ahead of the curve. And it just dissipated to it just so up good. All that now, how does that translate to W's? I think it does right. In terms of the spirit. Now what I always look for is who is this year's gem out of camp? Who's the OOG undrafted free agent or late round pick? This flashes Pro Bowl talent. Remember that? Yeah. Remember how that almost was an annual happening with Joe Jackson Gibbs and crew? Bobby Bethard?
Yeah.
That was a hallmark. You don't have to draft everybody. In fact, you didn't have a lot of first-round picks. But you kept hitting diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
That's what this represents to me. Talking about Terry. Hell, I know what Terry can do. What I don't know is what the people behind Terry can do and have to do it when they have to do it.
Well, in that spirit, I mentioned to you this before, and I mentioned to Ant as well. The person, one of the people that I am really, really, really looking forward to that we didn't get to see last year was linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple.
I think that he
is scary, scary good. Bobby Wagner, who, by the way, was the best part of my entire day. I could listen to Bobby Wagner all day long. I'll get to that later. But one of the questions asked was about Jordan McGee. And he was talking about the first year as a linebacker and his first year, how you were just really, really just trying to swim and get your legs underneath you. And the second year was really picking up coverages and things of that nature. And this is Bobby Wagner now, first ballot Hall of Famer going to Canton, saying that this kid Jordan McGee is going to be special, right? And so to team him up, he got a year to learn under Frankie and Bobby Wagner. When you're talking about a gem that I am looking forward to seeing just being unleashed, and I think actually was a little disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see him in year one. That would be at the top of the list for me because I have seen Mikey Sanders still. I have seen Quan Martin. But that kid right there, I'm looking forward to seeing him break out. I feel that he has everything around him. And mark my words, Doc, when we're talking at the end of the season and we talk about players who actually impressed and have a future in this league, we will go back and talk about Jordan McGee. I think he's it for me. That's it for me. That's one of many, but that's it for me because that defense is going to need him. Von Miller, his age, his wisdom is going to be there in situational things, but Jordan McGee is going to be that young bull that you're going to send over and over and over again, and he's ready. It's his time.
And, Lou, on that front, in terms of guys you're expecting to take that next leap, on the offensive side of the ball, Luke Kuechly, we saw him earlier today, have a few touchdown grabs. I think wide receiver 3 is definitely going to be one of the position battles that we're going to be watching this year. What would you say is your, you know, confidence level that, you know, Luke will be able to carve out himself a role in the offense this year?
Yeah, I think Terry not being there and is going to give a lot of people some run. We heard Dan Quinn talk about that. I mean, you need to have multiple wide receivers in that room, because as you know, we have been in many press boxes where you get down to October, November, and December. Injuries happen. You need more and more people to step up, you know. So McCaffrey, I mean, all the people who catch footballs. And when you talk about wide receiver, I'm also talking about the tight end group too. Ben Sinnott, you know, all the people who catch balls. It's just going to – that's going to be one of those units that really, really needs to step up, because we know what Debo and what Terry can do. It's the others, and what Zach Ertz can do. It's the other young ones that we don't know. So I think that another way to be optimistic. But to that point, that offensive line has gotten so much improved, and that you give Jaden enough time, he can make anybody look good. And so that's what we're hoping. And that's what I think that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, the management, is thinking about this whole Terry thing. As long as you got number five, you know, and number five has the mental capacity to find people, he's making a lot of people look good. So it's on. I do feel that for the first time in a long time, you're going to see a lot of popular names on this roster that aren't going to make the roster, because the competition is just going to be so fierce that some people ain't going to make this team.
Now you're talking. Because that's what
some
you need.
Some people just not going to make this team.
Yeah, that's how
people
you know that
like,
you really.
Oh, man, that's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
But today's prices is not yesterday's prices.
Yeah.
And again, going back to what you said at the beginning, as good as Terry is, and I love Terry, and this is what we've always wanted, a great quality person in the locker room. As good as he is, Adam Peters did not draft him. So that therein lies it. You know, Adam Peters, he was good, very, very good. Hasn't disgraced the uniform, and I think that both sides are better together than apart. And he is under contract.
Yeah, there you go. That's the phrase that needs to be mentioned. Yeah,
what it is, he is under contract this year. So this can only go so far in one direction, because he's under contract. The bad feelings and everything like that. Look, I don't really have time for all that. I want to concentrate on the other things going on. I think that will work itself out. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about dynamics of a team, and we've all been in the workplace, in different areas, if you're not somebody's person, the allegiance that they have to somebody that is their person is a lot different.
Yeah,
so let's just call it what it is.
Lou, I understand AP didn't draft Terry, but at the end of the day, he's still a top 10 receiver. And when you go out and preach culture and you talk about Terry being, you know, the epitome of a commander and, you know, everything you want, when you, you know, talk about being a commander and Terry being that guy, and you can't seem to come to some type of agreement, compromise on, you know, a deal that'll have this guy in the building, I think it looks a little crazy on you. I do.
I hear you on that. But we've always wanted around here, we've always wanted management to make sound decisions and whatnot. You know, if you're thinking 2, 3, 4 years down the road and you're not trying to do certain things, a player saying everything that he wants isn't going to move somebody who, I mean, that's just how it is. I agree with you. That doesn't look good. And you should have been able to get this thing done. I agree with all of that. But that's not where we are right now, Ant. What
you're
we
right.
are right now is that we are at a one side that we love wants one thing, and another side that we have been waiting for wants another thing. So now we just got to let this play out. I don't know, going through the media and everything like that, you have your agents and everything like that. Bobby Wagner said something huge today. I think Barry Sferluga asked the question about everything with Terry, and Bobby Wagner said, one thing about the business of football is sometimes you got to mind your own business.
Yep.
Right. So when asked that question to Bobby, he didn't take the bait. He was like, look, they're going to work that thing out. I can't really, basically what Bobby says, I can't really concentrate on it. It's not my business.
Yeah.
Right. And so we talking on the radio and everything like that is really not our business. Right? Like, it's something to talk about right now. But at the end of the day, we have a lovable player and we have a much wanted front office that is going to be a good steward of monies that are going to be needed when Jaden comes due and other things, whatever. I mean, it's one player. You're hoping that this thing would get worked out. But all the stuff that we're hearing in our business, the media, I don't know if we can trust everything that's going on. So again, it's not our business. But I feel that it is going to be worked out because Terry is under contract.
Yeah.
He's under contract with the team and he may not get all the money and the guarantee that he wants. But I just feel that it's just early on, and it's part of negotiations. I've seen it done. We've seen it done in many businesses. It's just that this thing is one of the most popular players on the team that has not disgraced the uniform and is everything that you want in a commander, as Doc Walker says.
I believe he is, but $50,000 a day, Slim, I ain't taking that. Nobody talked me into giving up $50,000 a day. I'd be sitting in. While I was there.
How long have we been waiting for the likes of an Adam Peters and a front office that is...
25 years, easily.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've waited for that. And then he was... When you got that, and you go all the way to the NFC Championship game in 1 year with him under... You can't say in Adam we trust and everything 1 second and be like, yo, it's a bad look. What is he doing? Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not our business.
Right.
It's not our business.
And I wholeheartedly agree. It is not our business. And I think what AP did in, you know, his first year as the team's GM was remarkable. At the same token, I'm not going to say he's perfect because I didn't necessarily agree with everything that went down in San Fran. And granted, he wasn't, you know, leading it. He wasn't all the way out in front. But when you think about Trent Williams, when you think about Deebo Samuel, the fact that their deals got done September 3rd and September 8th.
That's why they do business.
Like, that's right before the season start. Like,
that's what they do.
Why not try to get those deals done during the offseason? Terry talking about they
haven't
talked.
Trust y'all, man, with no money and free time.
I'm just saying, Terry said they went months without talking. Like, why wouldn't that be the time where you're trying to get that deal, you know, worked out so you're not waiting
for the NFL
season to roll around?
That's what he's doing.
That's our perspective.
Yeah.
That's our perspective. Just because it's not in the timeline that we would want.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, Terry is working out somewhere. He is going to be fit because we know he's that type of individual.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not discounting what you're saying, Ant, but at the end of the day, if he's strapped up for the Giants, does it really matter what happened between July and the Giants?
I mean,
with that particular player, not with other people that, you know, well, you know, you should be around to learn culture and everything like that. No, the timeline, at the end of this thing, when it's all worked out and when it's all done, are we really going to care that it didn't happen on July? You know, and you're right. He's not perfect.
We'll only have the season to tell. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Because last year we didn't have these problems.
Everybody
was in camp, building chemistry. The continuity was there heading into the season. Like, We didn't have that this year. That's all I'm saying. So only the season will tell. We'll see what happens as the year goes on.
It's only one player.
But it is your symbol player. It's the second most important player in your franchise because other than JD5, nobody's revered more than the Buckeye.
Exactly.
That is true.
But again, the negotiation, that's the key to it.
It's a 53-man roster, correct?
That's right, man.
It's a 53-man roster, correct?
That's why I said, if I'm Terry, call Indianapolis and say, you want a homeboy to come back and play for you? If you're not willing to get up out of here, you'll never win the fight.
Yeah.
This ain't high school. Listen, Professor, love you, man. Appreciate what you bring to the table. And if you see the big fella out there, Big L, holla at him for us.
Oh, I saw him. We both saw him today.
You couldn't help but see him. I'm just saying, make sure you dap him. dap him up for us.
I did, Doc.
All right, brother. Got it.
Sure, I dapped him.
4:55.
When you guys get a chance, listen to that whole Bobby Wagner press conference today. It was very inspiring.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
All right.
Till the next time we meet. Brother Holder, serving in. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And we'll let you pop in and give your opinion. 301-230-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.